Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on a Saturday morning. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Hey, everybody. It's Johnny B here. How's it going, Captain Mickey?
I'm doing it, man. It's here. It's all good. We're already into the weekend.
Oh, man. It's just flying by.
Yeah, it is. I guess I'm ready. It goes quick.
Oh, man. Fastest 3 hours in radio, my man.
It is. The fog is back.
Is it?
Yeah.
It wasn't too bad in the city.
Yeah, down here on the coast, it's back. I had very poor visibility driving this morning. So Galveston,
no fun.
Beware. That's the only alert I have is Galveston fog this morning. But no more alerts anywhere else. But definitely in this area down here. Galveston, Baytown area, east of town a little bit, we've got fog, lots of it. All right, well, cool. Let's get rolling. Our sponsors for today's show, Boyd's One Stop, the Belleville Meat Market, Texan Roofing, Mainstream Marketing, and Skeeter's Auto Service. Those are our sponsors for today's show. We appreciate each and every one. Looking at weather now in G-Town down there in Galveston, it is 67 degrees down on the island with fog. And winds right now are east at 8 miles per hour. Kind of might be leaning a little more to the southeast. But looks like 60% chance of rain today. A few showers early. Scattered thunderstorms arriving for the afternoon. And winds ahead of this front will be southwest at 5 to 10 as the front approaches. And looking at tonight, a shower is possible. Decreasing cloudiness and windy after midnight. Low of 48, winds north at 20 to 30. Only 20 to 30. That'll clear the fog out. And then tomorrow, sun and a few clouds with gusty winds, high of 58, north-northeast winds, 20 to 30 miles per hour. So it'll be a little blustery the next couple of days. How about that? And looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. And we have a low at 5:14 a.m. It's a negative 0.3, so we got a good low this morning. Then a high tide follows that up at 12:50 p.m. It's an 0.8. And we have a low at 5:44 p.m. It's an 0.6, which will be kind of weak. And then a high at 10:08 p.m., an 0.8. So your best tides are this morning. They get weaker into the evening hours. 7:14 a.m. is sunrise. 5:45 p.m. is sunset. Our moon phase is 47%. Looking offshore, we have a kind of an east-southeast wind at 9. Barometric pressure at the buoys, 30.15 inches and falling. Eagle Point, south-southeast at 7, 30.10 on the barometer and falling. And at Morgan's Point, south at 2 to 5, 30.13 inches and falling. Looks like water temp at both those locations, 65 degrees. So water's still warm. It's fixing to get cool. Got some cooler temperatures coming for next week. So, all right, well, let's get to our phones. Let's get started off this morning with the man, Captain Bill Watkins over at Sabine Lake. Bill, good morning. What's up?
Well, I guess this next front is arriving right on time since I'm ready to start fishing now.
Yeah.
I might get delayed a couple of 3 days.
You might. You better bundle up early in the week. I can tell you that. It's going to be a little cool.
Yeah. I mean, this week I could have went at it, but I'm still in hunting mode, pulling feeders out of the woods and all that stuff. Put four-wheeler in the shop. Had a couple of issues there with my steering. And you know, little piece by little piece, I'm turning it around now. I'm going to go to my alternate life as a fisherman. Hunting's going to be laid to rest.
Alter your life.
Yeah. The alternative lifestyle is fishing or hunting. That's what it's going to be. I'm ready to fish, actually. I mean, I'm looking forward to starting the season. But it might be a little bit blustery out there. So I'm going to have to wait this next front out. As soon as it turns, though, it'll be on. Those fish are out there waiting. You know what they're doing? They're out there going, Bill, take me, take me.
Yeah. They're waiting.
They're just out there waiting. Yeah, take me, boy, take me. And I shall be happy to oblige.
I agree. I'm with you. Yeah, next week's looking a little, depending on the wind, you know, the temperature is doable. We've fished and worse than that, but depends on whether we can get the wind down below 20 miles an hour and then do something about it. But I don't think we're going to lose a lot of water because it's going to go northeast pretty quick.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm not into pain anymore.
No.
It's not a tournament. It's supposed to be fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the deal. If it was a tournament,
I agree.
I'd put the boat in and go, but if it's just too rough out there to be a little dangerous and a little uncomfortable, I'd rather reschedule. You never know what kind of a spring we're going to have, but you can be sure we'll have one.
Well, maybe a doozy after the mild winter we had. Maybe a bitter spring. Who knows?
Well, you know, winter likes to hold on here in this area. It seems like winter has shifted to where it's more January, February, March now. You know, that first part of the season, it doesn't really want to be winter.
Yeah, we don't have a true fall anymore either. It kind of just goes from summer to winter.
That's true. You know, I thought we were going to have a pretty cold winter this year.
Yeah, the first front of the year was the big one in November. I mean, that was our coldest front so far this year, that first
one. Yeah, I mean, there was no mosquitoes and sitting in the blind, no mosquitoes. I mean, this is right, you know.
Fairly nice.
Yeah, but then it's turned around now, and here it's warmed up so much. Wow, man. I was sweating yesterday taking feeders down and stuff. I'm thinking, this is not right, but that's just the weather pattern we've got. But those fish will know. They know when it's time to feed. They've got it all figured out. They don't even have to think about it. It's automatic.
I'm with you.
But anyway, hey, if it turns off cold, I might just have to shoot another hog. You know.
Yeah, we really hadn't had any hog weather for, you know, killing hogs. You got to be quick on them. Get them clean quick, as warm as it's been.
Yeah, the last one I killed, it was cool the day I killed the hog. And then I had a couple things I had to do before I processed it. And then when I hung the sausage up to smoke, it was 65 degrees.
Yeah.
And finally it cooled off a little that day, but I mean it got a little too warm. That was I couldn't believe it. Man, this is supposed to be hog killing time, but you got to do what you got to do. I just put smoke to it and kept on going. You got to put a little curing salt in there when it turns off warm like that. Keep from spoiling. Maybe I may have time to kill one more. That'd be all right with me. But like I said, I'm ready to fish. It's time. There'll be redfish on the bank, probably real thick right now. Anywhere from 15 inches up to 32.
Oh, yeah.
There'll be swarms of them out there.
Oh, my way, they get up to about 42, 44.
I know.
Oh, they get
got
nasty.
Some full reds. We see one like that every once in a while, but not as a rule.
Well, we've got schools of them. They're all outside, you know, 6 to 4 tubes.
And they're roaming around out there eating everything that stands still.
Eating everything inside.
Yep. That's amazing.
How many little trout do you think those bull reds eat in a year's time?
As many as gets in their way.
You know, when all the other bait fish disappear, especially like this time of year,
you have
overabundance of shrimp and everything else.
If they find them, they'll eat them.
Yeah, they will.
You know,
how many you had tail your trout up to the boat during the summer months? Even when you're even big gaff top, they like eating little trout.
Yeah, they'll eat anything too.
It's called the food chain.
don't be
the little guy out there. swim with the big boys.
You've got to make it up to a certain size before you're halfway safe.
Boy, that's right, ain't it?
It's a fish eat fish.
It's kind of that way in life.
Yeah. If you slow down, you're eating.
That's it.
Those little small trout are vulnerable too this time of year.
Yeah.
They're lethargic. They don't get to. They can't move as fast as some of them big old reds.
No.
They'd jump up and get them.
That's a fact.
I wonder. If that's, you know, you fish Galveston Bay all your life, and you probably would know, is those big redfish swimming in those schools like that, is that a phenomenon that's kind of become the way it is because of the limit, or what?
I don't know what it has to do with the limit. There's a lot of theories on it. But we've never seen them like this. You know, on occasion, East Bay in the summer months would load up with some bull reds, you know, around Moody's and Windmill and Deep Reef and down by Gilligan's Island, you know, out there kind of the Bolivar Well area. And that was the extent of it. But now it's like they're everywhere, all the way up to the north reaches of our complex, all along a channel. You know, the west side over there, upper Galveston Bay, like I've never seen before, Seabrook Flats and Sylvan, and then all your areas in Trendy, you know, around Cedar Point, Houston Point, Dalles, Beasley's, up to the north end, out in front of the spillway, across the back to the river mouth, over by Double Bayou. I mean, there's just that many schools of those big, huge bull reds. We've never seen that before. It hadn't been this. On occasion, somebody would just, you know, a really big one would be a 32-inch or whatever, mostly a lot of fish, and now it's become way more prevalent. There's just so many of them, and it's like they have no reason to leave or do whatever it is a bull red likes to do.
Well, you know, actually,
what is normal? I mean,
when it comes time to spawn, they've got deep water, shallow water. Seem like, you know, as big as that bay is, they've got something in there that'll sustain them year round.
Yeah, we always thought, you know, the big spawn deal is at the major passes in September, the full moon in September, maybe early October, whenever it comes. And it seems to be different now. I mean, those fish still do that. You still have your your surf reds and jetty and pass reds and all that, but the ones that get up in the bay, it's like they never leave. I mean, it's year round. It's 12 months a year we see them up my way. Hang on, Bill, let me do a quick break. I'll come back to you. We'll talk some more about these old feral hogs of the bay system.
All right,
bud.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. I'm sure Johnny B played that just for Bill. Hogs in the Fog. All right. Bill, we are back. Thanks for holding.
All right, man. No problem. Got to take a profit time out every once in a while.
Yes, you do. That's the show must go on.
Yeah, you talking about those big redfish. You know, we just don't have that over here. If you hit a school of reds over here, it'll usually be, the bigger ones will be 28s to 32s.
It'll right.
Occasional 35. It's just not like, bull reds everywhere.
Give them time.
But, your ship channel doesn't run, your ship channel runs through the middle of the lake, through the bay. And ours goes around. And that might have something to do with all that deep water access. Galveston Bay is huge and deep. And it's just better, a better situation for them. I don't know. I can't quite figure that out.
Well,
we just don't see that. And we'll see a lot of big schools of reds from time to time. And sometimes they'll be in the lake right out in the middle, and sometimes they'll be up against the shoreline. But evidently it speaks to how much bait you have over there that they can always find something to eat.
Yeah.
You don't have any bait problem in Galveston.
Well, when you're swimming around and you're that sturdy and bad to the bone, pretty much anything you run up on is probably bait for you.
Yeah, the only natural enemy they have is a big shark.
Shark. Bull sharks eating fish. I like them head first. I was waiting east shoreline one day, my nephew and I, and it was slow. We weren't catching anything. Everywhere we'd stop, we'd catch one or two. We were fishing for trout, and I pull up on a piece of shell and anchor up, and we slide out of the boat and wade over there to it, and a little old pop slick pops up within casting distance. We both fire out there and hook up on redfish. I said, well, there's reds here, man. I got this reef covered up. While we're fighting those reds, we heard this huge commotion behind us, and a bull shark had chased a slot redfish up on the shell.
Wow.
Now, this red's flopping on shell, and I'm sitting there fighting the redfish I got on. I'm watching this, and the bull shark swims out of the water, beaches himself, grabs that redfish by the head, and just backs off into the water like he had done it a million times.
Oh, man.
I said, well, I'm glad he ate that redfish. He won't be wanting an ankle bite me. It was about a 5 or 6 foot bull.
Unbelievable. And,
we caught those two redfish, and it was over. The sharks pulled in there and ran them all off. Spook slicks went everywhere. You could see them tracking out in the bay. Those bull sharks were right on their tail.
There was more than one then.
Oh, yeah, it was a school of bulls. We get them in schools over there. The netters, man, back in the day, they used to hate it when the bull sharks would show up. They're always the first ones to show up there. And they would just destroy their gill nets.
Oh, you know it. Oh, man. Yeah, we've got them over here, too. They'll slip into the bay.
Oh, yeah, you do. One of the biggest ones I've ever seen in the water was wading up there on the north end in December, a week before Christmas.
Wow, man.
That water was air clear. We were on that big sandbar out there between Stutes and Pleasure Point. Remember how big that bar used to be?
Oh,
and
yeah.
When those mullet had wrapped up on it, it was automatic. You just pull up on there and put the anchor out. It was about knee deep to waist deep. You could wade that thing for a mile.
And oh, yeah.
It would be covered with huge rafts of mullet, and we'd just put topwaters or corkies on and work them through that bait or under it and catch just huge, beautiful trout. And I've got two of my buddies with me, Raz and Pete, and we're whacking them really good on topwaters, and I get my 10, and I said, well, I'm through. So I'm standing there watching them fish, and I think they needed a couple more apiece. And I saw this black spot coming at me, and I thought, well, it's just a big old school of, you know, big ball of shad or something. I was wrong. He swam right under my stringer and headed over towards them, and it was an 8 to 9 footer for sure. He looked 3 feet wide across the head.
Oh, man.
And he wasn't hungry because he swam under my stringer and never touched it.
He was just curious.
Yeah, he was just sniffing me out. And I told him, I said, hey, man, there's a huge bull shark coming your way. And they said, well, maybe we don't need our limit after all. We loaded up and left. That was late in the evening. It was about 30 minutes before dark.
Yeah, when the big ones start to prowl, that's when they come in.
Yeah.
You know, that I've seen some big sharks there, too. But there was one in particular I'll never forget. One morning there was probably 7 or 8 waders scattered out over that ridge.
Right.
And I'm sitting there anchored up catching some fish behind the boat. And I saw a fin come up. And this fin was big, okay?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, he come up, and that classic shark swimming pattern where they'll just kind of tack this way and then tack that way.
Uh-huh.
And he swam across that bar. He come up behind the waders, and none of them saw him. And he swam toward the ship channel. He come right by me. I couldn't quite see him, but the size of the fin was just enormous. And he swam by and eased off into the channel. And I thought, I wonder if any of those boys saw that fish.
They probably didn't.
I would have been walking on water, let's put it that way.
Well, the less I see, the better I feel when I'm in the water.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, when you start seeing them like that and they're getting that close, it'll make you a nervous wreck because you don't know what that fish is thinking. And I know shark attacks, they're very slim to none. But if you are going to get hit by a shark, especially on Gulf Coast waters from Florida over to here, it's usually by a bull shark.
Yeah.
They're the meanest and the most unpredictable.
And they're fresh water don't bother them a bit.
They'll not a bit. Right, they are attracted to river systems, and that's why they're so prevalent up my way to Trinity Bay.
Yeah, that was unnerving to me. I thought, you know, man, that shark is... I couldn't even estimate its size, but, you know, when you're looking at
well, you just know.
About a 13 to 14 inch fin,
yeah,
that thing is sticking up out of the water, and he just swam right under the surface for a while.
You've been around a long time. You know, when you see it, you just know it. And, you know, we had back in the 80s, we had the biggest drum population I've ever seen as far as black drum, red drum, living in Trinity Bay. I mean, for a decade there, there wasn't enough gill netters in Texas to wipe all these fish out. And, you know, we'd go in the mornings. The water was kind of fresh that time of year, and we'd go in the mornings over to East Bay, and we'd hit Deep Reef and all those and get our limits of big trout, and I'd come back around the corner at Smith Point and head up to the river mouth every afternoon. And I'd ride around, look for mud boils and slicks and all that, and then just, you know, we'd eat lunch and just kind of sit there and wait. And it was like clockwork every day. Those fish would come to the surface, and I mean herds of them. We called them strawberry fields, not patches, but those reds would come up on top. And then the water would start muddying up with just acres of mud boils from huge black drum, big bull drum.
Yep.
And I'm troll motoring around in there, and we're catching reds. I'm working the edges of those, you know, big mud slicks that the drum were making, and the trout and the reds were always on the clear water side on them, on the upcurrent side of that, and tracking with those drum. And we would target those redfish that way. Well, this huge fin comes ripping out, a fin and a tail, and the tail, the dorsal fin and the tail were... It looked 10 feet apart. I mean, you could tell it was a huge shark. And drum started jumping out of the water like mullet.
And that's chasing. Something they never do.
he was wanting lunch. And those drum were running like mullet on top. I thought, this is crazy. I'd never seen anything like that. And he came right across the bow of my boat, and it was a tiger shark. And
oh, wow.
I get into Crawley's that evening where I'm talking to Bobby Campbell and Blaine, and we're all sitting around, you know, after we cleaned our fish, talking shop, and I told them that story. They thought I was lying. They thought I made that up. Well, Bobby was up there about 3 days later working at school, and the same shark and the same scenario, everything played out exactly the same for him. And he said, I'll never doubt you again. He said, I thought that was a fish story till he saw it was with his own eyes.
Yeah, I mean, how many times have you seen black drum jumping out of the water? That's just a rare.
They were trying to get away from this thing.
They got more get up and go than you would think, right?
And you could tell when he caught him a drum because the most huge slick came up, you know, a big old blood slick, and it made into about a driveway size slick immediately once he ate one of them old greasy drum.
Ooh, man, don't you know? Oh, wow.
But that's the things you see over the years fishing, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, you'd hear somebody else tell you that if you didn't know and think it's a fish story, but no. Nothing like seeing it. Seeing's believing.
Yeah. And like the guy that sent me the video, he was wade fishing down the coast, and a huge manta ray swam right up to him.
Yeah.
He videoed that thing right by him. That's a little unnerving, you know, when you got a manta ray with his wings were 6 foot tip to tip.
Oh, yeah, 200-pound fish.
Cruising around you, looking at you like,
no doubt.
What's your intention there, buddy? You want to talk or what? Yeah, I've seen them free jump out there, and that's a phenomenon that you look at and you go, did I just see that?
Yeah, that's cool looking.
Yeah, it is. But when you got one swimming right by you like that, I've never quite had it that way. I've had them come by pretty close, but in shallow water like that, that's real interesting. You just don't see that every day. But there's all kind of things that go on down there that if you're down there enough, you'll see. And, you know, like phosphorus on the surf, and, you know, it's like, you walk and it's like green diamond sparkling when you feed it.
Oh, I know it. And one of my most memorable trips was like that during March one year during the fishing show. Air clear water and the water's full of phosphorus and you catching all these big trout and they'd come up and shake their head and all that green would fly through the air. It was cool looking, man. In the
that
dark.
Is. Yeah.
No doubt.
Like it. You got
all right, Bill. Well, I'm out of time again. It's time to do one of those obscene profit timeouts.
all right, brother.
If somebody wants to call you and come over and fish with you at Sabine Lake, how they get a hold of you, Bill?
409-786-2018.
Or fishsabinelake.com.
There you go.
All right, my friend. Always a pleasure, and you have a good day and a good weekend. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, brother.
All right, Bill. Later See on. You now. All right. That's Captain Bill Watkins over at Sabine Lake. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back after these messages.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
And there's two or three places like that.
I've become normal fishing for me then. I'm a struggler. The struggle is real. I struggle all day.
The struggle's real over
there.
That's
it, man. I struggle all day.
Well, if you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show. Captain Mickey will tell you where to go and what to throw.
remember a buddy of mine tied our surfboards down on my GTO, and I was going through the Baytown LaCourte tunnel headed to Galveston, and they blew off in the tunnel.
Oh, no.
I didn't even go back. It was all a bloody mess back then.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm just glad that surfboard didn't go through somebody's grill.
Boy, yeah.
Just went on to Galveston and went to the surfboard shop.
They hunt and fishing all the time, and it ain't working. Beats all I've ever seen. And waking up at 4 a.m. before the roosters start to crow. If you wanna hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show.
Now, time for more of the Outdoor Show on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 4:36 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's. I think we're going to the Big Sam to find Richard this morning. He's got a tournament, I believe, he's fishing today. Let's see what's up with him while he's preparing in a kind of a madhouse way this morning. All the things running through this man's head right now. Richard?
Well, what do you think, Mickey?
You tell me. You're the man. You're the one fixing to do it.
Well, it's tomorrow, though.
So oh, I thought you were today. Well, I'm sorry. Well, I didn't mean to bother you this morning.
It ain't no big deal. Tomorrow's the day, so it ain't no big deal. It's raining like heck out there right now, so I'm glad.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I saw that on radar earlier. There was some rain up there in East Texas.
I'll tell you what, there's several of them going on today, though. I know there's a group of high schoolers out today, and I don't remember what other tournament's going on, but there's another one going on for sure today.
Breaking them kids in right, man, showing them bass weather to fish in. Oh, that whole Lufkin area up there is nothing but solid little rain showers, light green and yellow everywhere.
Yeah, and it's going to be that way. It looks like till about noon or so.
It's building up over by Brenham, and it's just training through there, man, ahead of that front.
Yeah, and then that front's going to get here, so I get the cold day. So it's going to
start. Yeah, and you're going to have a 20 to 30 mile per hour wind tomorrow, too, to fish in.
I hope not.
That's what they're down here on the coast, they're calling for that. You may be a little lighter up there.
Yeah, I think that front will blow through this evening and stuff, and hopefully that wind will blow out a little bit up this direction. I was looking at the radar this morning, but I was looking at the weather sites, and I don't trust most of them most of the time, but they're calling for 9-10 mile an hour tomorrow, so it's not too bad.
Yeah,
and that won't be bad at all for me. I 9-10 That won't be bad. It's just
no, that's nothing.
Finding these dang fish consistent is going to be the thing. You know, I've not really found any bigger fish consistently, but I should be able to get a limit. I'm not going to say I will, but I should be able to get a limit. Hopefully, there'll be a limit of 4 pounders, and if it is, it'll be a good thing. If it's not, well, we try like that, because it's it seems like every day is different. One day I'll catch a whole bunch of fish in spots, and the next day I'll catch one or two. Like yesterday, I only caught two. But they were 2 4-pounders, so that's the thing. But I spent I spent from daylight till 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon fishing, and I pretty much I'd sit down 2 or 3 times and give me something to snack on, and that's about it, and then just stand back up and get back to chunking, so. I fished a whole lot yesterday for only 2 fish. But I'm covering water and stuff like that, just trying to eliminate more than I'm trying to find. I've got a couple areas found where I think I can get some. So,
well, 4 4-pounders and a 9-pounder would be a good way to start the day off.
That'd be a sweet deal. It wouldn't hurt my feelings at all, I guarantee you.
All right, if you're going to wish, might as well go with a 10. Get you a 10
exactly.
And 4 fours, that's yeah, that's pretty.
They're in here.
Pretty strong sack right there. That'd be 26 pounds.
I guarantee you, and I know they're here. There's a bunch of them.
Oh
in
yeah,
here,
they're there.
But I guarantee you, and them rascals, they're hungry too. Because whenever I am getting bites, there is absolutely no doubt it's a bite. Because they're just thumping it. I mean, it just takes forever to get a bite.
I mean, think about them bass that live on Rayburn. You know, and I know it's a huge lake and everything else, but it gets a ton of pressure year round. How many lures have they seen swim by them over the years? You know, just in their short lifetime, they've seen it all.
I guarantee you they have. I mean, you know, everybody shows up with Rayburn Red over here this time of year. How many of them do you think they've seen? Good night.
And they still eat them. They still eat them.
They still eat them. I mean, that's the crazy thing. That Rayburn Red started back in the 80s over here. And I mean, it just kept on trucking, and it ain't slowed down at all. And
yeah, these fish over here, they're not schooling on shed. They're schooling on rattle traps, red ones.
Yeah, that's it, red rattle traps. That's what they're schooling on, there ain't no doubt. Good night. But it's, you know, I'm still having fun with it, though. That's the main thing, you know, just get out there and, you know, covering this area. And, man, these eagles and loons around here are just amazing.
Isn't that beautiful? Those eagles or something else, man. What a majestic bird.
I'm telling you, they're just all over the place over here. And then you got the loons that migrate down, too. And they're just, you'll see 10, 20, 30 loons just swimming around out there and stuff like that. And I've got a pattern going. My pattern is if I pull into a cove and I see turtles, loons, and eagles, I'm going to catch fish.
Okay.
So far, that's my pattern. If I see turtles, loons, and eagles, I catch fish out of that cove. If I don't see that, I need to leave. I mean, that's a funny thing, though. It's funny to say, but that's pretty much what's going on. If I see all three in the same pocket, there's some fish in there. I just got to find them.
The Call of the Loon. You may be old school if you remember that movie on Golden Pond with Katharine Hepburn and Henry Fonda.
I know.
Big trout he'd been trying to catch for all those years, old Walter. That was the name of that trout. Yeah. He named it Walter.
That's it. Well, see, the thing is, you get old school. You ain't lying. I mean, when you said them names, first thing that I thought of was African Queen. So that tells you how old school I'm thinking. So, I mean, you sit there, African Queen, that was Humphrey Bogart?
Yeah, old Bogart himself.
I was sitting there. I'll tell you what, that was a good one, too. He's gonna sink that ship with them torpedoes. But anyway, that was a good one. But, I'll tell you what, you get into them old movies like that, you can't beat them dang things. Goodness. But it's the fish. Good night. I tell you what, the Nango fish. What I'm after. That which one was that old, up there? Them grumpy old men was fighting over. He was fighting over that one fish. I can't remember what. That's the ones I get into. Charlie or something like that.
I don't remember what they called that fish in that movie. That was those grumpy old men movies were good with Matthau and Lemon.
You ain't kidding them rascals. It's something else, but it's all right. It's all good. There ain't no doubt.
Tasting women weren't too bad with Ann Margaret and Sophia Loren either.
I can't say nothing about that. I guarantee you. But it's all good. Over here, I just want this dang old rain to quit chucking down so hard. If it'll get a little bit lighter, I'll go out there and go fishing.
Yeah.
These are big drops.
Yeah, I'm looking at it on radar. Y'all got it.
I'll tell you what, right now I'm sitting here listening to it, thumping off this RV over here, and it sounds like about a good half, three-quarter.
Where do you set your RV up down there?
I'm up here in Broadus. There's a couple little RV parks over here, and I set the RV up over here and just leave it for a month or so, and every time I get a chance, come over and stay, and then get done, pack it up and go.
Yeah, you're not far from old buddy Will Kirkpatrick.
No, I'm not far from him at all. I need to hook up with him one day when I'm
you're about 20 minutes from him. He's down there by Powell Park.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing. I've been putting in at Powell the past couple of days. As a matter of fact, that's probably where I'll put in today. And I've been seeing his little. He's got his fishing school and his electronic school and stuff out of there. So I've been noticing his signs and stuff he's got going on over there.
Hey, they got a good hamburger there, too, man.
I know. I know them good old greasy burgers.
Yeah,
ain't
buddy.
Wrong with
East Texas Greasy Special there, buddy.
Yeah, buddy. I tell you what, Conroe used to have one of them places. Years ago, there's a bridge, a place called Bridge Cove. And he couldn't help it. You had to stop in there and get one big greasy burgers. That's just like up at Richland Chambers years ago. We had them tournaments out of Midway Marina up there on Richland Chambers. I think that's the name of it. And, man, they had the best dang greasy burger you'd ever want. You pull off the water and say, give me two of them. Good night. And just old buns, your hands be just greasy when you get just handle the buns.
Yeah.
And that was the best dang burgers in the world after you get through fishing, I guarantee you. There ain't no doubt about that. When you are fishing, that can't beat a bunch of soda crackers, them old peanut butter crackers. Them things kind of settle you down a little bit, too. You know, I found them things work pretty good when you get seasick. If you get people that get seasick,
yeah.
Give them some peanut butter crackers and some water. They'll be all right. I've had a couple of younger kids on the boat, and this has been years ago. I had one of them do it. We was out fishing. He was fine, and all of a sudden he just kind of started. I'm not feeling too good. And I said, well, let's go to the bank right quick. Run over to the bank, sat down on a dock, and I gave him some peanut butter crackers because that always settled me down. My stomach kind of got irritated, and sat him down there, gave him a little peanut butter crackers, and drank a bottle of water, went back fishing. He's fine. I mean, it's happened several times I've done that, and I don't know what it is. They can't do the cheese. You do them cheese crackers, somebody's going to spew. Ain't no doubt, but that peanut butter, I don't know what it is about that peanut butter. It settles your stomach down or something. I don't know.
Beer will, too.
Yeah, that just
cold
makes it
beer.
Colorful.
Really, it will. I've seen it work offshore before with people.
Well,
drink a beer.
Yeah. I don't doubt it at all, but, the thing is, I mean, most of them out there drinking, they're spewing because they are drinking.
Well, we've seen that, too. That's.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I tell them. As long as you don't fall over, you're all right. But it's all, I'll tell you what, that's something else. But it's all good. Over the years, I think about some of the stuff I've seen and done and seen other people do, and I think, good night, how in the world am I still here? I mean, all the foolish stuff like offshore fishing, just jumping in and stuff out there offshore. I know there's a lot of people does it, but when you jump in there and them sharks swimming around, that's kind of foolish.
Yeah,
I've done
yeah.
that.
I don't swim
I've
with
done
them.
That.
Well, Richard,
I ain't gonna do it again.
I wish you the best of luck. Hope that weather settles out for you. You can go out there and do a little more pre-fishing today so you can go out and fish in a northern tomorrow. So.
Yeah, hope
it does you some good. You better go hit some North Shore lands. All right.
That's what I've been practicing on. That's what I was talking about the other night. I've been practicing on the North Shore. So south wind wasn't going to do me no good.
No.
But I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Well, good luck to you. Throw them out a number. Somebody wants to come fish with you, man.
Well, make anyone get in touch with me, 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right. Well, Richard, good luck to you. I wish you the best.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. I'm going to be bundled up, look like a snow bear out there tomorrow.
All right. Well, hang them high.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
Y'all have fun.
All right. See you. All right. Richard Tuss. Still there. He just pushing a bad tournament for tomorrow. Getting ready on Rayburn. All right. Who do we have next here? We're going to Charlie Paradosky in Matagorda. Let's go to him and see what's up with Charlie P. this morning. Charlie, what's up?
Mickey, what's happening?
Oh, not a lot. Just rolling through it, man. How are you percolating this morning?
Well, just laying in bed.
Are you?
Not fishing.
Yeah.
I fished the past 2 days. Thursday was after I talked to you, we went, and that was really good. It was them fish ate, man. They ate good. And I mean, we had trout to 27.5 and caught about 18 of those big Gulf trout with them. And,
dang.
And
yeah, you did have a good day.
Yeah, they ate. And yesterday was horrible. They wouldn't eat.
I'll be darned.
You know, that wind came up a little bit, and that water got off color out there. And even when it cleared back up a little bit, they just would not eat. We fished till 1 now. Maybe they got them in the afternoon, but, I mean, I know people that were in the river. I know people that were in West Bay. I know people that were wading. And
yeah.
Same story from everybody. They just didn't want to eat yesterday. I don't know whether it was high pressure or what, but something changed yesterday.
Well, and you'd have thought yesterday would have been a day 2 days before the front.
Yeah. Well, I guess that 2 days was the day before because they ate like hell for everybody that was out there yet the day before.
Right.
You know, that water temperature is 70 degrees. And
I know. It's getting too hot.
Yeah, it just – them fish are all confused. And you know, the next thing you know is everybody's going to have to be using live shrimp to catch them if it stays like this. We need
– oh, boy.
We need a couple of fronts to
– well, this one here is going to do pretty good. We're going to have about three or four pretty cool days with some nighttime temps down, you know, in the mid to upper 30s. Which will probably put it around 40 on the coast. So that'll drop that water good, especially with the wind blowing hard with it.
Well, that'll help a lot.
Yeah.
We need some kind of change.
Get these fish back on a normal winter pattern, whatever that is these days.
Yeah. And that fog Thursday, it never lifted. Yesterday when we left, it was beautiful. Except, you know, there was a little wind. And as soon as you get out there, here comes the fog. Covered us up.
Yeah. Yesterday morning when I was talking to Tommy, there was no fog. And then I get home and I'm having breakfast and I'm watching the local news and they're showing the patchy spot was Wharton and Matagorda counties down there. It showed this huge glob of fog all the way around East Bay. I said, you can't make this stuff up. Because it looked like it was going to be a fogless morning for everybody along the coast, but you guys got it anyway. So.
Yep. That's the way it is right now.
That's unlike you're having trouble shaking this crud too, man.
Man, I hadn't coughed the past 2 days. And
I know. It does that. It'll go away for about a week, and then you'll start getting this weird cough again.
I don't know. It's got to be something.
I'm ready for
habit.
Summer. Boil all this bacteria out of us. Sweat it out, man.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's just a different year. You got to go with it. Do what you can. You know?
Get you some of that. Get you a box of that 12-hour Mucinex. It works.
I've ate so much Mucinex.
No, you got to get the right kind, the 12-hour. Don't get the DM, just get the straight up, and it'll...
See, I'm using DM.
No, the doctor told me to stay away from the DM, use the straight up Mucinex. It's about $30 for a box of it. I think certain pharmacies, you can get it for about $24, so. But they're 12-hour time release, and it'll definitely get that tingle out of your throat and loosen things up, thin it out, because it just gets too thick. It's bad.
It's there this morning. I know that.
All right, Charlie. Well, hey, man, I know you don't feel bad. You just got a cough and just, you know, you're just not right. Everything's out of balance right now. But if somebody wants to come over and fish with you, it's getting y'all's time of year, man. Them big ones are going to start lurking. Throw them out a number.
Yep. 713-725-2401.
All right, Charlie. Always a pleasure, man. Good luck today.
Take care.
All right. See you, bud. All right. That's Captain Charlie Paradosky down in Matagorda.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.